Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are. This will be airing in June. I think it's Wednesday, the 5th of June. This will be airing.
That's crazy.
Coming up, summer and getting halfway through the year of 2024. And boy, this is a big year because of the election.
Yes, absolutely.
So this will be interesting to process. We'll talk more about that on End Times Friday. And it's always fun to think about, man, the world's getting crazier and crazier and more unpredictable.
More unpredictable. But we have the same God today, yesterday, forever. He is not unpredictable.
No, that's right.
We have the opportunity, the privilege to be in his presence moment by moment, day by day.
Yeah. And a truth about that is that, and this is why if we understand the dynamics of that, we're operating in a spiritual place, mm-hmm. that, he said, ever since Adam and Eve, the world has been under the control of the enemy.
Right.
And yeah, it's kill, steal, and destroy, and entropy, and things are in a destructive place. But my kingdom is superior.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, while all these things are coming on, he said, I gotcha. Don't worry.
Right.
I can handle this, because it doesn't stop him. Mm-hmm. Which is what our ministry is all about, is
right.
Is that I'll deliver the covenant to you, and it doesn't mm-hmm. matter the condition you're in, doesn't matter the condition of the world. I can do this if you have a heart to follow.
I think even as you say that, I'm reminded, and hopefully this is just encouraging to someone today if they're feeling the weight of the world right now. we see patterns throughout Scripture. And we can see throughout history this same sort of chaos and all of, we see the enemy at work, right? And we do, just like the Bible describes birth pangs, we definitely see it increasing in intensity and in duration and, and in the intervals between it. All of that is absolutely true. But we can look at God's word and see his faithfulness to his children throughout each time in history when it has been like this as well, right? And see him meet them, not just with, I'm going to let you survive this, but how do I thrive in the middle of? What does it look like to walk an abundant life right in the middle of the chaos?
Right.
And we see that. And so I think that can be encouraging to listeners. Go back and look at the book of Daniel if you want a picture, a picture of that, right? Of what it is to walk in the middle of Babylon and still experience the abundance of God.
Yep, that's right. So as we're, processing it, I think you said that you had an interesting question from somebody that came up that we could talk about. So
I did, yes. So this is from a sweet friend. Let me pull the question up again. Sorry about that. She was asking, what is the difference? What is the difference between listening to the voice of God before you're saved versus listening to it afterwards?
Yeah.
And she's thinking in the context specifically of teaching children and teaching her kids even, before I want to teach them to hear the voice of God. But until they walk in relationship with him, how does that look different on either side? What does that look like as you lead children into this? And I think it's a great question, right?
Yep. Well, first of all, remember in Genesis, and you could actually go ahead and go to Genesis chapter 1, just verse 26. We'll just look at one verse here.
Okay. It says, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
Okay. So that man and woman, humans, mm-hmm. are uniquely created. And by the way, that's all humans mm-hmm. are uniquely. And we're created how?
In his image.
We're created in his image, which means we have the capability of living out that life that he created us in. Mm-hmm. Where there's a difference between us and animals.
Right.
There's a difference between, you know, us and other created things. We are uniquely in his image.
Right.
Which means we reflect the characteristics of God. And if you look at what his creation was, he created the physical representative of the invisible God.
Right.
So we know that God is spirit, operates in the spiritual dimension, and is not limited to the physical things because he himself isn't physical.
Right.
Although he can appear physical, mm-hmm. Which, by the way, we have lots of interesting truth about that, about angels. Angels are spiritual, mm-hmm. but what can they appear as?
They can appear as humans.
As humans, you know. And it says, you've had angels unaware mm-hmm. that you're interacting with an angel that, as far as you are concerned, it was a human being. Mm-hmm. He said, actually, that was an angel because I can make it so. So that he said, I created the physical from the spiritual, and you're one of the creations of that process. So that a person is body, soul, spirit. Mm-hmm. A body, physical. That we can look at each other and touch each other, and we know that there's a physicalness to it and identity to that. There's a soul. Mm-hmm. The soul is the seat of the essence of who we are. So and by the way, the Bible calls it the heart, mm-hmm. And it includes the mind and the intellect and the will, the ability to think, the ability to speak and listen. And first of all, we can do that. And see, this is where we're headed, is that when we speak, we can do a physical voice like we're doing on the podcast here. So you and I are listening to me physically speak. Okay, that's a good thing. There's another level of speak. Mm-hmm. And that is, while that's going on, I can speak to myself.
Right. This inner voice, right?
this inner voice that is registered. And we went through this when we went through the series on hearing God's voice, is that I can speak to myself. I can I can listen to myself. Mm-hmm. I can record it. I can receive it. I can recognize it. I'm saying something. I know what I'm saying. Why? Because it has to be registered. Mm-hmm. Where in the soul of who we are. So that therefore, and this is what God is trying to actually show us even more, is that anybody has the ability to hear my voice.
Right.
It's not just believers, because I can interact through this ability to touch. And remember, we said that when you follow the Holy Spirit, you start to recognize.
Right.
Now, it sounds the same, mm-hmm. but you recognize it's the Holy Spirit, not.
And it's him.
It's not me. And see, God says, I can intervene into anybody's life, mm-hmm. and say things.
Right. And I think even as you're saying that, I'm reminded of the stories of, like the Syrian refugees coming off the boats in Greece to the refugee camps and hearing the stories of they'd get off the boats and literally find Christians at these refugee camps serving and, you know, tell me who the man in white is. I had a dream on the boat that I'm supposed to ask who the man in white is as soon as I get off. And, you know, and clearly they don't know Jesus yet. And clearly God spoke to them.
Right.
you know? And so I think, you know, hearing stories about that is also helping, you know, helps people to recognize exactly what you're talking about. God actually calls us. I mean, he calls us to himself.
Right.
So we must be able to hear him before we're saved as well. Right.
Right. Right. Okay. So that, you know, then, it's, as God speaks, you know, what does he do? Well, he invites them, you know, to the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
To interact, you know, with the Word of God. So that if you go to, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and just read verses 9 to 12. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 12.
Sure. Hang on just a second. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God.
Yeah. So he says, I can reveal things to you, and it's going to be done in a spiritual way, because you can't do it just by logic.
Right.
And he says, I'm going to be able to reveal things that you'll start to recognize is me, and you're starting to follow that. Because mm-hmm. because you begin to recognize it, and it's not a logic. It's not a, mm-hmm. You know, even as we're talking to, let's say, unbelievers, you're talking to children, is the goal isn't to give them an apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we may use that to assist right. them if they have questions about it. But an apologetic is let me give you some reasons.
Right.
You know, why this is true. And you could argue the point, but he said the goal isn't to give him an apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to get him interacting with me.
Right.
And I will, because I have the ability to remember. I'm not limited to them having to have the Holy Spirit
right.
to hear me, because there's a mechanism that I can speak into the soul, and they can start to recognize something different. Because I have that ability. Okay, now mm-hmm. now go to John 6:63.
Sure. John 6:63. Give me just a second to get there.
Yep.
All right. John 6:63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life."
Yeah. So he says, he's talking here that the words that I'm going to speak are themselves the spirit and life who is coming into your soul to be received.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be different than just logic. It's, you know, because he said, you know, in 1 Corinthians 2, he said, you can't get this by logic.
Mm-hmm.
It's by revelation, but I can speak into the soul, and it'll be truth, it'll be life, it'll be spirit that encourages you, you know, to go further. Okay, now go to 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17.
It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Yep. So he says that the word of God is valuable
mm-hmm.
for all of life. So if we're going to appeal to children,
mm-hmm.
if we're going to appeal to unbelievers, it's to recognize that God can speak,
mm-hmm.
and our role is to have them interact with the scriptures, interact with the
right.
word of God, not to argue, debate, or try to persuade them, but rather to have them experience God. Okay, now go to 1 Corinthians 2. We were in verses 9. Here, read verses 1 to 5.
1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 1, 5.
1 through 5, yep.
Sure. It says, "And brethren, when I came to you, I did not come with, and I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God."
Yeah. So he says that I'm not trying to persuade you, but to demonstrate the life of God with power through guiding you into the word, which stands on its own. So if you're appealing to children who haven't yet come to know Christ, and you're appealing to non-believers, first of all, can they hear God's voice? Sure.
Yes.
Because, see, God doesn't say, well, I can only speak to those that have the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Now, he said, by the way, to believers, it's way easier. because he said, you see, that's the beauty of the covenant, is that I'm going to deliver to you the covenant. I'm going to bless you to make you a blessing. There's a requirement that you have to follow me. Because it's in the kingdom of God. You can't, I can't deliver it any other place.
Right.
You have to be living with me in the kingdom. I'm going to invite you to the kingdom, surrender your will, follow me. And then he says, the new covenant is I put myself in you and cause you to hear and follow. I work both sides of it. He said,
right.
It's way easier for you to live this out if you're a believer, because I'm working both sides of the deal. And now your sensitivity increases because you have me operating in the soul to receive what I have to say and then follow what I have to say.
Right.
He said it's really cool. And by the way, that's and think about this. And we won't go into all the we could really take this from some places, but we won't. But I just want to say this. The battle is at the soul level. The Holy Spirit wants to lead and guide us. And if we have the Holy Spirit, does that guarantee that we follow him? No. See, it doesn't.
No, we still have a choice, yeah.
And what's the choice? Deny self, take up the cross, and follow me when? Every single day, because it's a battle at the soul level.
Right.
And it's yeah, the Holy Spirit is there, but it's not a guarantee that I'm going to follow him. I'm going to have my soul say yes. Willingly receive walking with you, and I'm going to walk with you. And he said, then you'll experience it. So for an unbeliever, it's that God says, I can speak to the soul. No, don't worry. I have the ability to get there. It doesn't require the Holy Spirit to be there. They can start to hear. But the key is, from our point of view, get them into the Word of God.
Yes.
One of the indicators that they're moving toward becoming a believer is that they have a desire, and the Word of God is actually making them feel interested in, hey, I'd like to go further with this. I'd like to know. And,
right.
and little kids can learn this, no problem.
And kids can have a desire and a hunger. I've seen it time and time again, even young ages. You know, I have a friend whose three-year-old cannot wait for bedtime to get into the Word of God.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she wants to sit and hear the Bible stories and ask the questions. And it's beautiful. At 3 years old, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And by the way, we know think about where it leads. If you're an unbeliever, you're a child yet not a believer, and you're starting to get exposed to the Word of God, Mm-hmm. It will lead you to a point where you'll say, well, then I would like to receive Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Right.
Now I have the Holy Spirit. It becomes easier, but it's not a condition to hear God's voice.
Right, right.
So it's really interesting. And it's interesting that you bring this up because we actually in our ministry are having something happen that's exactly this, that is overwhelming us mm-hmm. with the question you raised, because it's kind of, you kind of think, well, don't you have to be a believer to be able to hear God's voice?
Right.
And God's has been showing us, no.
Right.
So I'll just describe what's happening is that Heath and Rebecca Carty are facilitating ministry in Iceland. They have a house in mm-hmm. Iceland, and they've been working with church leaders, and we came over to do a retreat. With them mm-hmm. for church leaders and business people. And so on my way over, he says, hey, by the way, I wanted to tell you one thing. the believers or the businessmen coming are not believers.
Right. Which makes a whole different dynamic at the retreat, right?
And I said, well, you said I'm doing an abiding retreat. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, you are. I said, well, why would they even come? He said, well, I've been sharing with them mm-hmm. that walking with God is fantastic. They see things happening in my life, in our life, that is reflecting that. And they said, is it possible for us? And he said, I understood up front, you're not coming to do an apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
He said, actually, you want to teach them to abide, and they have a desire to learn it. Okay. So, I was like, okay, well, Father, I know that typical abiding is for believers.
Right.
So what do you want me to do? He said, I'll give it to you on the spot. Don't worry. Yeah. Use the book. I'll give it to you on the spot. So we do. And it's amazing how he leads us and guides us. And it's literally hour by hour. Okay, do it this way. Do it this way. And what I saw... And we actually did, and this is what is so powerful, is I led him through this process. And at the end of it, we did our typical, what we have in our retreats, we do the Ezekiel exercise where you actually hear God's voice.
Right.
It's purposeful for that.
Yes.
You personally are going to hear God's voice. We did it. And they heard God's voice.
Mm.
And I was like, man.
How did they receive that? What was that like for them?
They were overwhelmed by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh. Because as you and I know, it's so personal
mm-hmm.
that they got personal revelation about that.
Right.
And God said, here's something I want to say to you. And they would recognize it. That's true
mm-hmm.
about me. And God's inviting me to this. You know, yeah, that's amazing. You know, and so what I saw was, because and one thing that I understood going in, just get him in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Just get him in the Word. The Word stands on its own. You don't have to persuade them. You don't have to argue. Though they have questions, and you're going to answer some of those questions, you know, because they felt that one question that came up is, it seems to me that you Christians are pretty judgmental. Like, okay, I can understand that, but we're not here to judge you, and here's why, and all this, and it was interesting. So they heard God's voice. So... we took that material, and I kept note of the sequence and the information mm-hmm. that we did. And so I've changed. I have one now, a Abiding for Seekers, and it's really cool and it's beautiful. But so while that's going on, Heath and Rebecca are in Iceland, and they're interacting with these business people that had a heart right. to hear, and they heard God's voice. They were... coming to Heath and saying, I have some questions about business stuff,
mm-hmm.
and can God answer those questions? And he says, yeah, he can. You're going to have heart to receive it. Let's pursue that. It's going to be in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to understand, because it's not just ideas.
Right.
It's based on the truth of the Word of God that he'll lead you into. Do you have a heart to do that? You know, sure. Okay, so this guy says, well, how do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, ask him,
mm-hmm.
tell him the questions, ask him to answer it. Now you have to remember what happened at the retreat. You did hear what God said.
Right.
Receive these thoughts, these ideas that you're going to hear. It's going to sound like your voice, but it's going to be God, and write it down. So he does. So he goes into it. And here's my question. And he says, he taught him, what do you got to say about this?
Right.
So he gives him a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I literally gives him a scripture. Okay, I'm going to go there. He hears the word Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
And now remember, he's not a believer.
Right.
So he doesn't even know what that means. You know, he doesn't even know there's a Jeremiah in the Bible.
That's funny.
Jeremiah, what's that? Who's that?
Right.
And he says, go to this chapter.
Mm.
Okay, and so he calls Heath. Is there a Jeremiah in the Bible? You know, yeah. You know, so he goes. Then he gets another place in Scripture to go read. He does, and then at the end of it, he hears the word Joseph.
Huh. And
he said, "What is that? Who's that?"
I love it.
And then he says, "Well, there's a Joseph in the Old Testament that I think God's asking you to go into. Let's go into the mm-hmm. Word and process that." And so, you know, Heath is reflecting all this with explaining it to me, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable that all he has to have a heart is to hear it, but that Heath properly is saying, let's get in the Word.
Yes.
And now we can see that he's going to be led to receive Christ as his Lord and Savior, but he's hearing
That's
his
so
voice
cool.
before that.
Right, right. It's part of the journey,
yeah.
God drawing him in,
yeah.
right?
And the key is, and what we did at the retreat and what Keith is doing is, let's get in the Word. Let's mm-hmm. get in the Word. If you have a heart to get in the Word, and the Word stands on its own, it's the conduit of God's voice and your process. So even for kids, it wouldn't be to try to persuade them about anything.
Right.
But rather at their level, get them into Scripture of, you know, hey, what are your ideas? What are your thoughts? What are your questions? Let me help you understand this. And then get in the Word. They will hear God's voice. And I think particularly, this is interesting, Kathy, it'll be interesting to develop this. I think particularly kids,
mm-hmm.
have an ability to hear God's voice almost greater than anybody else.
Yes.
I think because
so much of the self is out of the way.
They don't have the thought of the filter.
Right.
And they
right.
can just be pure and just get all these fantastic things happen to them. So
that's so cool.
The answer to the question, which is a great question, is it possible? Absolutely 100% possible. Mm-hmm. What is our role with that would be, we'll invite people to ask questions, record what they're hearing. Don't be afraid of it. Get them into the Word of God. And we're going to see, I think God is raising all of us up to say, do you understand that there's a whole bunch of people out there that mm-hmm. actually would like to know me?
Right.
And
right.
You're going to be the conduit. And don't look at, you've got to, you know, give them the three spiritual laws. Is just let me, I'll do the work. don't worry. And you just be there to invite him to the Word of God and help him understand the Word of God.
Right. And he will speak and call yeah. and draw, yeah. right?
Yeah. yeah. So it's beautiful. Really beautiful. Heavenly Father, we're excited, even about this question that came up with Kathy's friend, is that there's a rising interest mm-hmm. in, well, how do we communicate with those that are not yet believers, but can they hear your voice? The answer is yes. And if we, our role is to get them into the Word of God and let it develop. And so we just pray that we will. We won't have a judgment about it, but we'll invite mm-hmm. them to really what our podcast is all about. Come and see. Finding truth in a world of chaos. And we just pray that that would be so. and that we'll be opened up to all that you're about ready to do. And we praise you and thank you for that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. Such a pleasure and such good thoughts to talk through and to see what God's doing, right? Yeah. I love hearing the stories of how he's moving and speaking all over.
That's amazing.
He does. He desires intimacy with his children.
Yep.
Plain and simple. Yep. So beautiful. So thanks for sharing. Thanks for joining us, everyone. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. We are happy to take a little break from whatever we're talking on and answer your questions. It's fun to see what God leads, right?
Yep.
So we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.